got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, a special guest who helped me out last week while you were away visiting some family, because he just keeps hanging around the radio station. He's hanging around again. It's Jack from Jan Jack.
Yeah, and you know what just came to my mind then? I think that there could, if I'm, you know, kind of popping up every now and then, right, maybe I could have like a WWF-style entrance song.
Oh, some like entrance music.
Yeah.
That, honestly, I love it.
Yep.
But I don't.
Right.
Well, no, because I don't.
Say no more.
Because Jess and I don't have. Oh, I guess the Tim and Jess song.
That's our opener. Yeah.
Just to announce that I'm, you know, around.
Maybe we'll just smash it with Jack in the top
or
of our.
Or just say it. Maybe not even add it in. Just say it.
I might, if I may, I might just kind of do a little bit of crate digging, as
okay,
we call it.
Sure.
You know, see if I can find some tunes.
Well, the reason we've got you in here is to not give us direct feedback on live radio. It's because we're obsessed with your former life,
yep,
and career as a defense lawyer.
Yes.
And towards the end of that, you started writing poems when you weren't paying attention to cases while you were in court about your primary school experience.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a big, what do you call it when you're a daydreamer? I'm a big daydreamer.
And, yep.
And a big daydreamer.
I like to put myself in situations that encourage daydreams, and that was school. But then I found in law, my law job, there was lots of opportunity to daydream. And one of the daydreams culminated in a poem about primary school. It was about a poo, found its way to the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemonium which swept the school. And then from that...
The snowball.
Yes, but then so many poems started falling out of me, like the...
like the poo.
Yeah, yeah.
These poems,
thanks
they really...
Thanks for clarifying,
thank you.
Like, I was really on the edge of my seat there, just like the poo. Now we're all in on it.
These poems take us back
yes,
to our primary school days. So please, Jack, take it away.
Okay. Enlighten us this morning. What's this poem entitled?
Darts in the Drawer by Jack Parsons. I. My folks were partial to them well into their 40s, though they'd never admit it. I'd see Dad enjoying one occasionally from a distance, or find a soft pack of Stivies in a golf bag pocket. Sometimes Mum's studio would have a stale tobacco smell about it. Hindsight tells me it was a spot for a sneaky durry, and I respect the hell out of that. On one of my frequent rummages through their stuff, I found a pack, and curiosity became too much to handle, so I went to the backyard and sparked up the face candle. I felt sick straight away, but I think it was mostly guilt and shame. I'd crossed a big line and I was in physical and psychological pain. I brushed my teeth and I told Mum I felt sick. Don't worry, I didn't go into specifics. And I got the day off school, no questions about it.
Wow.
End. Finn.
End. Very low level of applause there.
Do you know what?
What?
I feel like the guilt would have been worse now that you've also got a day off school. Like, you've got this awesome thing.
Yeah.
Out of doing something so...
You nailed it, yeah.
Oh.
It was a terribly... It wasn't easy to enjoy the day off. Like, you're right, the shame was overwhelming.
Like, you still watch Dr. Phil and Oprah, right?
I think it was like Ricky Lake in those days.
Are you open for some poetic feedback? The feedback isn't going to be poetic.
Jack gives you some feedback and now all of a sudden you want to give it back.
My name's on the show.
Okay, fair enough.
If it's entrance music related,
okay, well,
there may be some problems.
There's just a few themes I've noticed with some of your poems, if you're happy to get it. So some of them are like haikus, some of them are created... That one was definitely lent more towards just, you just told a story.
Yes. But
whereas like where you, that's what you did.
Some
and
of
then
it
there were two words rhyme from what I counted.
So there was shame and
shame
pain.
Shame and pain.
Yes.
Yep.
And then there was handle and candle. Face candle.
Those were the ones I heard.
I felt sick. Specifics.
3 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
Okay, and you write a poem, Tim.
That's not, I'm not a lawyer.
And you're right.
I'm not a lawyer.
That's it. But yes, and it was, none of them rhymed at all when I first started. Okay. And it was a friend who suggested I should make some of them rhyme.
Sure.
Right. They were like, hey, the thing with poems, some of them rhyme. And you were like, that's great feedback. I'm going to take that on.
Yeah, I was like, interesting.
Interesting. Interesting theory. Okay, well, it was still lovely.
Thank you.
But I'm happy again to hear more of Jack's poems. Jess, we're actually going to get Jack to stick around because... Jack's had a bit of an experience at an Airbnb, and anytime you have those things happen in Airbnbs where you don't own it, same with a hotel, it's really scary.
I feel like Airbnbs are almost harder than hotels because not as many people are reviewing a hotel.
Right.
But you almost feel like you need to leave a review for an Airbnb.
Yeah, so... Tim.
No, because I don't want you to... You've unloaded a big poem on us now, and I don't want you to... have to feel like you're going to... We'll give you a song.
Yes.
You can, and then you can get it all out.
Okay.
Get it out of your system. Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do you want to have a face candle or...
I'm having one right now.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jack, he has stuck around again because that's all he does. He hangs around the radio station.
And we love it.
Yep. You're like a freckle on my back at the moment, Jack.
Love that.
Good to have you here.
Good to be there.
Yeah. We appreciate your poem that we just heard a couple of minutes ago.
Yes.
But what's that? You were saying in an Airbnb recently.
Oh, I wouldn't mind your advice. So I run, as you know, I run these workshop programs. I'm over on the Ninch, the Mornington Peninsula. The Ninch, as we call it, the cool kids.
That's what they call it.
And their
this was a big talking point last week.
They're music-based workshops, but obviously I have a family at home. I kind of get to go away to stay at these Airbnbs and just kind of have a couple of nights to essentially run these workshops. But
because you live in Janjuk, so heading over to the Ninch must be a different world completely.
My parents have an Airbnb in the Ninch. You should let me know. I can
you can
stay down there sometime.
What I wonder if it's which could suburb, be which part of the Ninch?
It's in Dramana.
Okay, no, I was in Rosebud.
So what's happened?
I'm a large thing I'm looking for is like a great bath or potentially a hot tub. It's midwinter, and I'm like, what a great way to spend a Monday night, because that would be something different.
I have one of those triangle spas at my house, and
it's
lovely.
Love that. So this is one of those triangle spas, right?
Yeah.
So I booked this place. I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to kind of freak. I'm with like colleagues, I guess. So it's a weird thing for me to say I'm going up for a bath.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're good enough, close enough friends now. It's not super weird.
Yeah.
So I head up. I'm feeling this giant triangle.
It's a lot of water, isn't it? Yeah.
A lot of water. I have a packet of beef jerky.
Yep. Right.
I have some of that sweet and salty popcorn, which you can't stop eating.
Yep.
And I have one beer.
Yeah. Okay.
And I head up with all this stuff, and I'm getting ready to go.
Lad's not in.
Big time. And I'm feeling it up, and it's feeling pretty good. It's getting to a place where I can kind of get in, finally.
You've got
like
to make
hours.
Sure you fill it up. Just above the jets, because otherwise
I wasn't even going for the jets. I just wanted a big bath. So I get in there. I'm in there. I'm having a good time. I'm getting that feeling of
peace. Yeah, that's what a bath is for.
But then before I don't really notice, and then I realize that I am just a naked man in an empty bath.
Right.
It hasn't held its water, and I haven't really noticed as it's. I think it's
slowly draining away.
Yeah, and then I was just a man in a. In a tub, you know.
Naked.
And so I guess what I need to know from you guys, like, do I mention that in the review? Is that something I just need to cop? That was selling it as like, look at the spa bath we've got.
Right.
And
was it the plug just
plug
didn't
in?
Fit?
Guys, I know how plugs... Okay. 34.
Okay, well, just... I feel like that's my natural first
come across a few, across a few plugs in my time.
Okay, okay. My first thought was Jack doesn't know how to plug bath.
Yeah, and I must give off that energy or something.
Because if it's such a big bath, Jess, and you might be able to answer this as well. With a bath that big, are there two plug holes?
There was only one plug hole in my bath.
I've never seen two plugs.
I should have said that. So, I had to go and get a new plug for
my bath
because the plug that they had provided in the rental,
not big enough,
subpar.
It was leaking.
You know, is there a chance that the plug was subpar?
It was fixed. It was one of those ones where you push down,
it
go in, push out, it come out.
Right. So you just want to let the Airbnb owners know, hey, your bath completely absorbed, went away from me.
I went there for the tub. That's what I. Yeah. That's why I took everyone.
So
to
you're
this
thinking,
place.
All right, if someone's going there for that experience and they're not going to get it, should the owners know?
Is it not pretty high on your list of when you're looking at an Airbnb and there's an impressive place to bathe?
That's not usually high on my list.
What's higher?
Now that
what's higher than that?
Tennis court.
That is pretty good. Table tennis court.
I would not put it in a review because
you're in the game, mate.
That's something they can fix. So I would send them an email and be like, loved the place, would love to stay again, bathe again, but I was a naked man in a bucket.
Yep.
Yeah. So
Naked Man in a Bucket is a really good name for my book, I think, in a few years.
I think get in touch with the Airbnb hosts.
Okay,
or cool. I can just give you Jess's parents' direct phone number because it does sound like their place down on the Ninch.
They are slumlords, so I don't know if they'd fix it. Listening the way home, listening to song.
all you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, every single Thursday we like to disagree because we think it's a healthy time to do it when we don't agree with one another.
Usually it's us fighting against one another, Tim. Mm-hmm. This week we're teaming up.
Yep. It's Benny Rogers. He's come in here normally to do Have You Been Paying Attention? Mm-hmm. But I don't think you have been because we're angry.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Two arguments come in. One comes out. One judge decides who reigns supreme, Jess.
And obviously today, Tim, it's not you versus me.
No.
It's Tim and Jess versus Ben in the courtroom of Tim and Jess this week.
It's been fun, guys. I'll catch you later.
We've had you on the show a lot this week, Ben, because normally you are the host of our favourite radio game, Have You Been Paying Attention, but on the radio.
Yes.
But we've made fun of how you would escape us if you're on the show Hunted. And we're also going to make fun of something that you like, a belief of yours.
Well, it's not so much make fun, more
disagree
question your choices.
Yeah.
Because we all went out for a team lunch yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And you ordered yourself a milkshake.
Mm.
No, it was a thick shake.
Thick
because
shake.
I thought initially that it was a milkshake, but it was a thick shake,
yeah,
wasn't
it's a
it?
Thick
Ben?
Shake.
That's so thick to have for a lunch. I was blown away that it was a thick shake.
What flavour was your thick shake?
Chocolate.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you said something to us after that.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, you know now. You've been rattling your brain all afternoon because we asked you to come on the show and you've just realised what we've got you in for.
Uh-huh.
What's your favourite type of ice cream flavour, Ben?
Choc mint.
Disgusting.
Hideous. It's not toothpaste, guys.
It's
no, it
weird,
is.
Though.
No, it's You're
not.
Ruining chocolate. You're ruining chocolate.
I'm really not.
Not once have I ever been eating chocolate and thought, you know what this needs?
Mm-hmm. Minty fresh.
Minty fresh bread.
Hey, why do people love, when you go out for dinner somewhere, right, and the check comes out on like the little plate or whatever, what usually comes with it? An after-dinner mint.
What
and the mint
restaurants are you going to? Yeah.
Fancy ones, obviously.
I was going to say. Not at the dumpling bar across the road from my house.
I'm lucky to get a Mentos, okay?
So you firmly believe that choc mint is a good flavour of ice
There's
cream.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And a good flavour.
Yeah, and maybe that's why my wife and I are so good together, because we both love choc mint. And
it's a small community.
Yeah, yeah. And it was never a thing that we, like, you know, talked about our love for choc mint, but we were just like, oh, there you go.
One day you ordered it at the same time and you were like, this is a girl I'm going to marry.
Honestly, once my fiance Akshay ordered a choc mint choc top I considered throwing the ring back at him, honestly.
I would have.
Yeah.
I would have.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. We need a judge, someone to have the final say on all of this.
Yep.
And the first caller through is our judge, and they will be the only opinion that matters.
It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine Peninsula.
Choc mint ice cream. Choc mint is a flavour in general.
Good or bad? It's bad. It's bad.
Obviously
for us.
Bad.
Now, you guys are obviously going to get the judgment yourselves because I have to get out of here and do something. So just talk about me behind my back.
Oh, we will.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like we've been doing it to your face right now, though,
yeah.
Benny.
In fact, get out of here until an hour's time when we need you back for having been paying attention.
It's like one of those mean girl behind my back, right to my face kind of moments.
So you be the judge today, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. In the courtroom of Tim and Jess, is choc mint good or bad?
Today, our judge, Tim, is Riley from Highton. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Hello, guys.
Now, it's quite a wet and miserable day across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula, Riley, but it's pretty dark in the studio having to, and we're glad he's gone, that Benny's talking about this choc mint situation. It's disgusting. Now, before we get into kind of your verdict, do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream, guys.
Okay,
right.
Qualified judge.
How qualified are you, Riley? Have you worked in the ice cream field?
No, but yeah, I've definitely explored the flavours of the world.
Okay,
very
excellent.
Brave. Very, very brave of you. Well,
yeah.
Riley, the floor is yours. Tell us how you feel about choc mint ice cream flavour.
Well, it is very cold and miserable day, but when I get home, I'm getting on the couch with my blanket. And I'm going to the fridge to get a punnet of choc mint ice cream.
Oh, Riley!
Riley, really? That's your go-to?
Wrong. No, it's good. And especially when it's with chocolate. Like, mint on its own, I can get it, especially if it's a cheaper brand. But if it's got that choc ripple, it's just amazing.
Hang on a second. They do just mint ice cream?
Yeah.
That is even worse.
No, that's not too bad. That's yeah, like, it's like also, an Eclipse Mint, but an ice cream.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Don't agree with yeah. the judge, Tim.
No, sorry.
I think he's just pretending. I think he actually secretly likes it.
No, I would never. Riley, so the combination of the chocolate, like the milky tenderness of the chocolate and the abruptness and freshness of mint is something that you like.
Yeah, it's not toothpaste mint. I think that's where you guys are getting your disgust from. It's like, I don't know, it's just like mint is just good. And my partner feels the same way.
Okay.
So I think we might get married one day.
Well, no pressure on him.
I just got a message from Ben, Tim. Yep. Suck it, losers.
Ooh, yep. That sounds like Ben. Riley.
I got you back, Ben. Don't worry.
I'm going to hand you the gavel. Choc mint ice cream. Is it good or is it bad?
It's good.
All right. Damn it. That's.
Does that mean.
This is why we don't side together, because when both of us lose, then no one wins. And yes, technically Riley's won. And yes, technically Ben's won. But whatever.
I didn't think we would lose this one.
Yeah. Anyway, Riley, never call this radio station again. Thank you very much.
It's Tim and Jess. All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Having a bit of fun this week with Hunted Australia.
Yes, if you've missed any of the episodes so far, you can catch them on 10Play. Be warned, you will get obsessed.
Yeah,
and you will sit there on your couch going, I could do better than these people.
Right. So what we have been doing this week is, with all the announcers here at K-Rock, you and I are pretending to be the hunters, looking for the hunted. We've already had Benny from Workdays, Loggy from The Brekkie Show, joining us in the studio now. It is Tom from The Brekkie Show. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, thanks for keeping me here, guys. It's great.
Yeah, that's we appreciate you. Look, you it's your fault for walking past the studio as we're about to go to air, and that's your fault for staying so late, hey?
No, you're right.
Now,
is this the jazz music that
Loggy went full Sophie Monk with?
So eroticised the
situation.
So
far, we've asked Ben, and he said he would escape on a train and try and walk his way to Colac.
Essentially, he'd go home. So we found him.
Okay.
Loggy said that she wouldn't leave the city. She would become a jazz musician and use her sexuality to fight off the hunters.
So we've also found her. So what would you do if you were dropped in the city and you had 21 days to evade police?
I would. So you know when. So sorry, how many people come at you at the same time?
I think there's like eight.
There's eight teams of two, I think.
And you're out if they touch you? Or if
it's like a tag.
You have to find you.
And you've got $300 cash for the whole entire time.
I am very, very nimble, so I would do these ones.
Oh, so you wouldn't even...
And like...
Okay, he's spinning around.
So you're going full John Travolta for 3 weeks.
This is your plan, to just be in front of them. And spin around a bit.
So when Indy, who is four, is trying to catch me,
right.
I do these ones like I'll just shuffle back with my feet and put my arms out forwards like arch.
So these are former ASIO detectives, ground detectives.
Like I said, very nimble.
Tom, okay, you're nimble when they get to you. How are you stopping them from getting to you in the first place?
Maybe I don't want to. Maybe I want them to come to me. Okay. And then
I can't believe someone's going to get caught before Loggy.
I had strong money on you being the hardest to catch so far, especially after what we've heard for the last couple of days. And every day it's just gotten worse.
You've had days to consider this. And your plan is to be nimble?
What makes you think I have considered it for days? Why would
I? That is very fair. There's $250,000 on the line if you can avoid us for 3 weeks.
No, there's not. This is a radio thing. You guys have made this all up. Honestly.
Where would you... Okay, you dropped it. Where are you going? Like, give us... I don't want to
hear. Are you staying in Melbourne? Are you staying at the?
I'm staying in this building, and I'm crawling into the crawl space. I'm going. Maybe I'm moving around.
But how do you get from Melbourne Docklands to here?
I started here.
You don't start here.
He doesn't understand the rules of the game.
This is not the Amazing Race. We're not waiting for you on a carpet, going, "Oh, hopefully you get over the line." You know.
Kayak. What about a kayak?
Now we're talking.
Actually, do you know what? For years there was this. There's this urban myth about a guy that lives in Geelong. I don't know if he's probably pretty old now, so he might not do it. But he goes to work in Melbourne every day, but by jet ski.
Great.
On a suit, like in a suit with his
stunning.
With his briefcase in a backpack and jet skis. So maybe I'll jet ski.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'm going to put him above Loggy for that.
Yeah. And then the old, John Travolta Saturday Night Fever moves. Around.
I don't know where you'd get the jet ski from, but I think you could eventually get one and then head to Geelong.
Steal it.
And they would never find you.
Cool.
All right, well.
I can't believe Ben's still winning
Ben
this.
Ben is still winning. More hunting tomorrow on the show. Thanks for coming in, Tom.
My pleasure.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.